Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saw Shaw across murder rates, garbage plates, peaks by Moose Breezy. The question is, how do you stop yourself from buying things you don't need? You don't, you just buy it and then you regret it later on, like I do.
You do, yep, you really, really do. And it's so crazy. I said this to you off the air. It's insane how you can, your mind can play tricks on you to say, if you buy this one item, your life will improve drastically. And then you never end up using the item. So I keep a running list in my phone of things that I need to buy. I don't need to buy them.
I'll never forget being 9 years old, begging my dad outside of Dick's Sporting Goods to buy me all the VHS tapes of Billy Blanks doing Taibo. I was like, Dad, you don't understand. I'm going to get in the best shape of my life. He goes, no.
No.
You're going to use them one time, and they're going to collect dust.
Mm-hmm.
Begged him. He bought me all three tapes. I used it one time, mm-hmm. and he was right.
What did we just say last break? Our parents are always right.
They're always right.
Yep.
And I promised myself, you guys, I was going to be better with money all month of October, but I caved. And I purchased myself something on Amazon yesterday. Anyone else ever see a product and you want so badly to believe that it may work?
Mm-hmm.
It may work for you. So you just buy it, you use it once, and then it sits there. But I told myself, no, I'm not going to use it just once. I'm going to use it every day. And the only reason I was able to justify buying this product is because I purchased it in the health and wellness category.
Classic. Did you make a pact with yourself this month that you were going to budget? Is that what happened?
Yes.
So go into that. What happened with that? You just said, like, did you have a plan? Like, I'm going to give myself $50 a week to do blank. Like,
I've done nothing.
Perfect. It's the second and it's ruined. It's absolutely, it's garbage.
It's October 2nd.
No. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
It didn't last long. Okay.
I'm not slip up. It's giving dry January. It's giving. Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Here's my reasoning behind this. I am really investing into my health this month. And you can't put a price tag on health, can you? No, you cannot. So I think I was suckered in because everyone in the photo looked photoshopped, including their abs. And I'm like, that's ridiculous.
I'm going to buy it.
That doesn't even look real. But I spent $35.99 on this product.
You're like, that's not even possible. Adds to cart. Idiot.
I promised myself I would do better, but this product promised me a tighter tummy. That's worth the money. And I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a try. So I bought a waist trainer trimmer tummy compression belt.
What? What are you talking about?
And I'll be able to wear it under my clothes also when I go to the gym. And I just feel like this could be the answer to helping me with my weight loss journey. And I enjoy working out, just not as much as Breezy. So I like to try and find a quick fix. And yesterday, I'm looking on Amazon. I'm like, this has got to be it. I feel like the Tummy Trimmer 2000 is my saving grace. And they promised me I would sweat three times more. I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds beneficial. Plus, it's easy to clean. You just throw it in the tub and rinse it off.
Ew. You don't even have a tub.
I know. It's just a standalone shower. Listen, I just want everyone to know that I'm not a compulsive buyer.
It sounds like you're a compulsive buyer.
I do research and I ask questions before I purchase anything. So I Googled, do belly bands actually work? And here's what Google said verbatim. The gentle compression of a belly band can help support the uterus and reduce discomfort from movement during physical activity along with pregnancy.
You fully don't have a uterus.
And I said, done. I'm sold. I bought it.
Me and my uterus will be in the best shape of our life.
It's supposed to be at my door this afternoon.
You need to return it.
Tomorrow the latest.
You need to return it.
So just so I don't feel like an imbecile here, call us 585-252-9800. Anybody else buy one of these things or maybe something just dumb in general that you regret?
These dumb purchases always take place for me on Amazon because it doesn't feel real. Money's not real online. You're not actually swiping your card. You just like see it 3 days later come out and you're like, who hacked my account? It's like, babe, that was you.
You know what I bought though that I did get a lot of use out of? Anyone ever purchased the ab roller? You remember that thing? It was just a little wheel. You put it on the floor.
I use it at the gym still to this day.
Yeah, that was a good purchase. The ab roller was, yeah, that was clutch.
How well has that worked out for you?
Well, like I said, Breeze, I'm currently trying to find that six pack. It's there.
So the ab roller worked out great, it sounds like.
20 years ago, sure. Back when my metabolism was on fire.
You know why these purchases work, especially the ones with the health and wellness? Here we go on TV. Prime Day coming up here pretty soon. They can hear us. Everyone can hear us. The government's after us. No Kamala's on the screen. I'm panicking. No, I'm hitting the panic button. You know why it works so well is because everyone's vulnerable and everyone's insecure. So they can target that. I mean, it's basic marketing 101. Everyone does it. Everyone can do it. If you touch and tap into someone's insecurity, they'll buy whatever to fix it. For example, 2-3 years ago, maybe, I was on TikTok and this girl had what looked like a gag ball in her mouth.
Sure. I know where you're going with this.
I was like, okay, kinky, pop off, Jessica. But no, she was biting down on this ball thing. And she's like, this is my jaw.
The jaw ball. Yeah, the jaw ball.
It shapes my jaw and that you bite it for 15 minutes a day and your jawline will be impeccable.
Couldn't
put it in my cart fast enough.
Oh gosh.
Which like.
You can do the same thing by chewing gum.
You can do the same thing by just working out. You're going to lose weight in your face. By losing weight, you're going to lose weight in your face. Anyways, so I bought it. And I used it. I put it in my mouth. I was like, this plastic tastes like a Chinese factory. You know what I mean? Like, it's not good. So I was like, okay. So I washed it. And then I started using it again. And my teeth started separating.
Oh, see what happens?
Yeah. Yes.
Guys, the jaw ball is not, it's not healthy. And dentists do not recommend it.
No.
I don't like to compare myself to my friends.
I threw it away.
You got to throw it away.
But it came with it. It came on a necklace. It came on a string.
Oh, my God.
So I wore it. They're like, ew. Okay.
Did that ball that you put in your mouth come with a leather mask with the zipper over the mouth?
I wish it did.
I don't like to compare myself to my friends, but my buddy Dwight's got a phenomenal jawline, and he knows it. And anytime we go out, he gets complimented from women. They come up to him and we're like, excuse me, you have a really nice jawline.
That's a banging jawline.
I'm like, that's the weirdest flex ever. And I'm like, damn, I kind of wish I had a nice jawline too. I think I do when I bite down really hard. Let's go over to Alan. What's up, Alan? Moose, would you mind sending the link to me for that tummy tuck waistband?
No.
My wife's birthday is this weekend, and I think this would be a good gift for her. Alan, do you have a death wish? Drop the link.
Oh my gosh, I can't. Emily's here. She said, my dad purchased a Blockbuster membership for $20 back in 2009. The next month, our town's Blockbuster shut down. So.
I love it.
Classic. Classic.
I bought a sword on eBay. I have no idea why, but paid $250. Still the dumbest purchase because I was so broke when I bought it. What are you going to do with a sword?
I was a big eBay kid growing up. I loved eBay. Everything about eBay was my jam. I bought a guitar, a brand new guitar. Mind you, I didn't play guitar. I bought a brand new guitar on eBay for one penny.
A penny? I mean,
the shipping was like $75.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's like flying Spirit Airlines. Matt says, dumbest purchase of my life was a third-party auto warranty. Dealer wouldn't accept it because it wasn't theirs. Local shops wouldn't accept it because they had been burned before. And the warranty didn't allow me to submit claims. Only mechanic.
Really?
Flushing money down the toilet. crazy. Tops. Yeah, so I will let you guys know how this this tummy tuck trimmer, what is it called? It's a waist trainer trimmer tummy compression belt.
Say that 20 times fast.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to send the link over to Alan.
Pull your shirt up. I want to see your abs.
No, I'm not doing that. We should take votes, though, on how quick his divorce goes through. You know what I mean? We'll be right back.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.